I want to show you a rubber band workout that focuses on the shoulders and the rotator cuffs. So stand right beside your tree or whatever your rubber band's attached to. Keep your arm by your side, turn your hips, and stretch your arm up over your head. These are presses. This is a whole body press. Remember, don't lock joints. We want to protect joints, and we just want to use the muscle. So I want to be under control, squeezing the muscle, and have the muscle be making the movement. Good form from the feet to the head. This is a total body shoulder exercise. Great. I'm going to do that to both sides. Remember, start out arm by your side, turn and stretch, and stay under control the whole time. All the way out under control, all the way in under control. Okay. Turn the hips, turn the shoulders, stretch the arm up. Keep tension on the whole time. Don't lock any joints. You can do as many reps as you like and as many sets as you like. Next one, we're going to start working on the little movements of the rotator cuffs. So first, get your arms up like this and just pulse them forward. These shoulders go through a ton of movements each day. These are just little ways to make sure that these muscles get worked. You can do the different angles too. Then you can put your arms in by your side and pulse. Arms up with the elbows by your side, and now your arms at 90 degree angles. Pulse. You can put them down here. Pulse. Put them here and pulse. Same thing you do to the front, you could do to the back. Up, pulse. Out, pulse. Bring down, pulse. 90 degree angles, pulse. All the way down, pulse. The straight back, pulse. Good. Now for the shoulders, the rotator cuffs, after you do those, then you can get in depth. So you can do nice full movements here. 90 degree angle, pulling the rubber band in, keeping tension on the muscle, good posture and form. Do as many as you like, as many reps, as many sets. Then you get a little closer and the bottom hand is going to pull out. Even pull the whole way through. So from the first bit of tension all the way to the end, a nice smooth pull with the muscle engaged, good posture, core engagement all the way through. And you want to do it on both sides. Now you switch. Other arm will be pulling in now. Everything engaged, working the rotator cuffs. And then you need to get a little closer and you could, the other hand is pulling it out. So that way you're getting both aspects of those rotator cuffs. Good to keep your shoulders healthy, especially the rotator cuff muscles, because they're at the foundation of the shoulder holding it together, and they're the foundation of all the different movements. So you don't just want to work the major ones like with presses and lateral raises, which are good to do. You also want to work those deeper muscles. And this is one great way to work them with the rubber bands.